In our sports report, the Iowa Hawkeyes baseball team is in West Lafayette, Indiana today for game number 2 of a 3-game series against the Purdue Boilermakers. Junior Tyler Payton pitched 8 solid innings and the Hawkeyes pounded out 15 hits and played error-free baseball, leading the 24th-ranked University of Iowa baseball team to a 9-1 series opening victory over Purdue last night at Alexander Field. The move moves Iowa to 4-0 in the Big Ten play for the first time since 1989. Coverage of today's game number 2 on KJAN begins at 12:30 with the first pitch right around 1 o'clock. Elsewhere in college baseball, Corey Hassel hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 18th inning to lead Oklahoma State to a 6-3 victory over Texas in a game that ended early this morning after nearly 7 hours. The game tied for the longest Cowboys history and was the longest for Longhorn since they beat Boston College in 25 innings during the NCAA tournament in 2009. In Major League Baseball, Busch Stadium has installed walk-through metal detectors at every entry gate in order to comply with the MLB's new rule that all spectators be scanned before entering any of its 30 stadiums. The Baseball League issued the order after conferring with the Department of Homeland Security. The new security system has been met with mixed reaction by fans, with some saying that it's a disappointment but necessary measure. Matt Holliday hit his first home run of the spring. Randall Grichuk added his team-high 5th, and the St. Louis Cardinals defeated their AAA Memphis affiliate 8-1 Friday night. Top prospect Marco Gonzalez pitched 5 2/3 innings of 3-hit ball for the Cardinals. The left-hander will stay down on the farm at Memphis to begin the season as a starter in waiting for St. Louis. Gonzalez struck out 4 and gave up just an unearned run on the 6th in a groundout. He also delivered an RBI single before 9,827 fans at AutoZone Park. Gonzalez did issue 4 walks, including one that loaded the bases with 2 outs in the 6th. Randy Choate came on to get an inning-ending strikeout. After Redbirds starter Tim Cooney hit Matt Carpenter with a pitch, Holliday launched a drive onto the left field bluff. Elsewhere in baseball action on Friday, it was Washington beating the New York Yankees 8-2. Tampa Bay was an 11-5 winner over Detroit. Milwaukee doubled up on Cleveland 6-3. Baltimore skipped past Atlanta 3-2. Minnesota was a 5-2 victor over Boston. Philadelphia beats Pittsburgh 7-5. Cincinnati was a 2-0 winner over Toronto. Also in baseball spring training, it was Kansas City over Houston 11-1. The Mets beating Texas 5-0. Arizona was a 5-1 winner over the Chicago Cubs. The LA Angels down the Dodgers 6-0, and Seattle beat Colorado 5-4. San Francisco was a 4-0 winner over Oakland. In baseball news, Minnesota Twins pitcher Irvin Santana has been suspended for 80 games by the MLB after testing positive for the performance-enhancing substance stanozolol. This is the third penalty for a positive stanozolol test reported by MLB in the last 8 days, following Seattle pitcher David Rollins and Atlanta pitcher Santana said that through the players' union that he was surprised by the news but does not plan to appeal. The 32-year-old Santana signed a 4-year, $55 million contract with the Twins after pitching last season with Atlanta. An arbitrator has ruled the Los Angeles Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton will not be disciplined by Major League Baseball for violating his treatment program. The Angels and MLB say they're disappointed and disagree with the arbitrator's ruling. The 2010 AL MVP is subject to the treatment program for prior violations involving drugs of abuse. A person familiar with the case told the Associated Press that Hamilton self-reported a new violation this year. Hamilton has played poorly during the first 2 years of his 5-year, $125 million contract with the Angels, who still owe him roughly $90 million over the next 3 years. Elsewhere in sports this morning, in NBA action, the Memphis Grizzlies have moved back into a tie with the Houston Rockets as the two teams battle for the second seed in the NBA's Western Conference playoffs. Jeff Green scored 22 points, and Mark Gasol added 19 as the Grizzlies beat Oklahoma City 100-92. Zach Randolph finished with 14 points for Memphis, while Mike Conley and Courtney Lee scored 13 apiece. The outcome leaves the Thunder just a half game ahead of New Orleans for the final Western Conference playoff berth. Anthony Davis delivered 20 points and 10 rebounds as the Pelicans knocked off Sacramento 101-95. Meanwhile, the lower end of the Eastern Conference playoff race has taken another twist with the season winding down. Brooklyn remains seventh in the conference, one game ahead of Miami and 1.5 games in front of Boston. The Celtics are a half game behind the eighth place Heat, one ahead of Indiana and 1.5 in front of Charlotte. Deron Williams scored a season-high 31 points, and Thaddeus Young hit the tie-breaking bucket with 22 seconds left to send the Nets to their season-high sixth consecutive win, 114-109 against Toronto. Elsewhere, Milwaukee got past Boston, 110-101. Rodney Stuckey scored 15 points off the bench to lead the Pacers to a 93-74 romp over the Hornets. C.J. McCollum scored a career-high 27 points, and Portland wrapped up the Northwest Division title with a 107-77 laughter against the L.A. Lakers. Paul Gasol notched his 50th double-double of the season with 26 points and 10 rebounds in Chicago's 88-82 triumph against Detroit. Also in the NBA, San Antonio crushed Denver 123-93 behind the hot shooting of Danny Green, who was 6 of 6 from the three-point range and scoring 21 points. Marcin Gortat scored 19 points, Bradley Beal added 18, and Otto Porter chipped in 17 as Washington dealt New York its ninth straight loss in the NBA, 101-87. Orlando got past Minnesota 97-84. In college basketball news, Kentucky's John Calipari and Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky have been named the coach and player of the year, respectively, by the Associated Press. Calipari has led his team to a 38-0 record and a spot in the Final Four. The Wildcats are the first team in 24 years to reach the Final Four undefeated. The 7-foot Kaminsky was a runaway choice as the AP's top player after anchoring Wisconsin's run to a second straight Final Four. He averaged 18.7 points and 8 rebounds a game while shooting 54.9% from the field and 41.5% from the three-point range. In college basketball news, the excitement continues to build in Indianapolis as more and more fans arrive for today's national semifinals in the NCAA tournament. The opening game of the Final Four features Michigan State, which has a record of 27-11, against Duke, which checks in at 33-4. The second game has 38-0 Kentucky playing 35-3 Wisconsin. Michigan State is the only team that is not a regional number one seed. The winners will advance to the championship game Monday night in Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indianapolis Colts. And a group of prominent black coaches headlined by Tubby Smith and Shaka Smart is forming an organization to address the dwindling number of minority head coaches in college basketball. The National Association for Coaching Equity and Development is in response to the dissolution of the Black Coaches Association. 10 years after minority coaches held more than 25% of the jobs across the country, the percentage dropped to 22% last year. Another 12 minority coaches have been fired this season. Our sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.